previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The $50 billion Anglo-American tech resources deal we reported on Monday is on. Anglo will buy the Canadian miner in an all-share deal, which will see Anglo issue about 1.33 of its shares in exchange for tech shares. That's a 17% or so premium, and Anglo will also declare a special dividend of almost 80 billion rand. Both sides have approved the deal, which they're treating as a merger of equals. There are some strings. The new company, Anglo Tech, will be headquartered in Vancouver, Canada, with some new Canadian directors. It's understood that the Canadian government insists on a strong local presence when Canadian minerals assets are involved. The new company will become the second biggest listed producer of copper in the world and will have access to copper mines in Canada, Peru and Chile. It will also produce iron ore from Brazil and South Africa and will be one of the biggest producers of zinc in the world through Teck's Red Dog mine in Alaska. Anglo's current CEO, Duncan Wanblad, will head the new company. Teck's CEO will become his deputy. It's expected to be listed in Toronto, London, New York, and Johannesburg. The market liked the news. Anglo's shares on the JSE up 9% at the bell. Turning to South Africa's GDP, which has grown by 0.8% in the second quarter of this year. That's compared with just 0.1% the previous quarter, and it's higher than the 0.6% median estimate of economists polled by Bloomberg. The number is up because of a strong rebound in manufacturing and mining. The Trump tariffs dim the outlook. Mining output was up 3.7%, its fastest quarter since the first quarter of 2021. On the downside, gross capital formation fell for the third consecutive quarter. In layman's terms, that means businesses are simply not investing. On the markets, records continue to tumble. The JSE All-Share ended up 0.4%, 103,227. The Top 40 up 0.5%, 95,844, both record closing highs. The Anglo Tech deal and its effect on Anglo's shares, the key driver there. In London, the FTSE up 0.2%. In New York, investors are betting heavily on fresh inflation data and an interest rate cut by the US Fed next week. The Dow is up 0.4%, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, the NASDAQ up 0.4%, all record closing highs. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong up 1%, Sydney up 0.1%. The US dollar has firmed back to 1.17 against the euro, the rand unchanged, 17.52 to the dollar, 20.52 to the euro, 23.71 to the pound, gold at 3,635, platinum 1384, bitcoin just over 111,500, Brent crude oil $67 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.